This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency, the Bitcoin conference going on right now in Miami, or the Monero conference. We started the show with that. But now we're talking about DCYF attacking our friend and sometime co-host. He's back tonight. Jay Noon is with us. Also, it's Ian and Matt in the studio. The number again, 603-283-6160. They are coming at your family, Jay Noon, and there's an order that has been issued by some robed man or woman out of, was it Hillsborough District there?
That's correct, Hillsborough District Court, and the judge's stamped signature on here is Aaron B. McIntyre.
So Ms. McIntyre ordered some armed people to go to your house and try to intimidate their way into your home. That didn't work
so
last week.
The social workers are not armed.
But the cops who showed up were.
The cops who showed up were are very much on my side in this particular situation.
Now, that, of course, I'm skeptical of because it's hard to believe the police are going to take the side of someone who's not one of their own bureaucrats. But these people don't always work directly together. They, the city, they're like, you described it as city people, right? Like you said, the people from DCYF were city
urban,
dwellers.
City urban liberal types.
Mm-hmm.
City urban liberal types.
Right. Yes. One of them looked like she was, you know, straight out of the central casting for Butch Dyke Lesbian.
Yeah, so they could also be stated as city urban nonsense types.
Sure. I like the city urban. Tim Pool's the one who...
I got that one.
Who uses that term, and we refer to it as an acronym, city urban liberal type, for cult.
Oh, okay.
Because the it is essentially, so government is essentially a cult, but what is happening,
it is totally a cult. Totally
100%.
We are in the midst of a multi-generational culture war.
Absolutely. I've been saying that for years. I saw you say it the other day, and I was so refreshed that somebody else spit that out. And I've been saying for years it's going to be, what it's going to come down to is city people versus country people. Like, this is the way we live, and it's not the way we want to live. We don't want to live the way you live, but, they have more voting power, so they're just going to force their ways on us.
Like one of the cops that showed up, for example, is a Henniker cop, and... at my property, because literally the DCYF workers are pretty much just aggravating, the Henniker police, best I can tell. They're like, they're sort of like, just kind of quiet about what they say. They're a little careful. They know I like record, and I got cameras out.
The video's up at freekeen.com for those who haven't seen it.
And like, I got some surveillance cameras on the property, and so they're like,
they're on their best behavior.
They're on their best behavior. But even like the one guy, one officer showed up that was in that video, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I grew up on a dairy farm."
And, had you met him before?
Not that particular guy. No, there's another guy who's a former Special Forces guy. I forget his name. But he's like the guy that has showed up a couple of times when there was like, we do a big pig roast every spring. We're doing one in a couple weeks.
Is he showing up to get some pig, or is he showing up because someone, some neighbor, busybody neighbor called them in?
Because my neighbor calls him in. And so he's also the same guy. He comes over. He goes, "We just want to tell you that there was a noise complaint about, because I host a gun church event."
Every week or every other week?
Well, it's like, it's once a month. It's usually the third Wednesday. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Third Sunday of the month, but we didn't do one last month because it was mud season.
It's your right to do, by the way. They don't have a prohibition against firing guns in most small towns in New Hampshire.
And it's exactly what the cop said. And he's like, "Hey, listen, you guys aren't in trouble. You have a right to do it." He says, "We can't stop you from doing it." And he says, I'm glad you guys are, exercising your right to bear arms.
Okay.
And we just want to let you know. And so we chatted a little bit. So we've chatted a handful of times. That guy's name is, I think, Jesse. I don't know his last name. But But like he seems, you know, and you know, he seems like he's just, you know, he strikes. Now I've done with a, my police interactions go back my entire life. The first police interaction. Well, first off, so my grandfather was a state trooper.
Oh, wow.
My mom's father was a lieutenant detective in the Massachusetts State Police. Now, he retired in, like, 1984. I was, like, you know, 4 or 5 years old then, so I don't remember those days. But I do, you know, he'd, like, you know, ride around with us, and he'd tell us about, like, things he's done and, like, you know, saving people. And even, like, I can remember being, like, I don't know, I was, like, old enough to drive a car. I was 16, 17, and we were talking about traffic tickets and... And I was with him one day, and he's like, I go, what's that about? He goes, is it about safety or about revenue? He goes, oh, it's totally about revenue.
Wow.
They know it.
And he's like, if you don't, you know, as a police officer, if you don't, like, you know, perform, and that now they all claim that, like, there is no such thing as a quota, and but there are every now and then.
No, it's called a departmental average. That's the, the terminology they use.
That term.
So the departmental average is not a quota. So whenever they're asked, do you guys have a quota at such and such police department? They can say, no, we don't have a quota.
They're so dirty.
And what they mean is, yes, we have a departmental average, which is, okay, what's the average number of tickets written per month by each officer in the department? If you're above the average... You get an attaboy, and if you're below the average, you know, get your butt kicked.
If that's the case, why don't cops just be better people and gang up on the system themselves and say, you know what, guys? We got to average this down.
They need the revenue.
They get canceled like anybody else.
You know, you get the overnight shift or the whatever the crappy shift is. And
it's the same,
no overtime.
Right.
It's the same reason why nobody in the legislature, you know, wants to essentially like go after DCYF or go
like
after...
Like to abolish it completely,
right,
or abolish the liquor commission,
correct,
and things like that.
Yeah. But even like DCYF and the teachers union, especially like, you know, and going after these teachers and because they're very afraid to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most politicians aren't really concerned about, you know, serving the people. They, you know, their concern is to get reelected.
Right. That's why I was so proud of the 13 reps that voted for, not for independence, but for allowing the people in New Hampshire to vote on independence. Only 13 out of 400 reps voted for this, and it was 323-13. So we need more people with the courage to actually put their convictions on the convictions on the line.
So thinking, digress a little bit. So let me throw this out there with respect to an election that's going to be coming up pretty soon.
Every two years, the whole state gets reelected.
There's a great idea to make signs. So you make yard signs that have an arrow on them, and it says, voted to mask your children, I've been seeing up. And so what you do is you put it right next to whoever was a politician that voted to mask your children.
Okay.
So my property, I have about 1,300 foot of road frontage on that, you know, State Route 114.
Yep.
It's not a really busy road, but it's pretty trafficy in the morning and in the evening. And I'm going to make like a corral of all of the political signs of all the like locals that are in Hillsborough County and Merrimack County, because I'm right on the line. Mm-hmm. You know, Ware is in Hillsborough County. Concord is on Merrimack County. So we'll do all the local Dunbarton, and pretty much everybody would drive by. So Dunbarton, Deering, Henniker, Ware, and we're going to make a corral, and I'm going to put an electric fence around it because, I don't know if I told you about this. I had my anti-mask signs out front, and this old lady, like, tore them all apart, and I got it on video.
Really?
Yeah, and we just found out who she is. She's some local, you know, career parasite from Ware. She's always...
She's a government worker?
She was. She's retired.
Wow. She thinks she's completely immune. She might be. Are they going to bring charges?
No. I just want to make fun of her.
Just embarrass her?
Yeah, I just want to, like, you know, expose just how
that's supposed to be a felony, right? Like, if you go out there and you mess with somebody else's political signs,
that's a big
deal. Crime.
Yep, and we got it all on camera.
Wow.
Which is pretty hilarious. And
you got, like, a deer camera out there or something?
No, I got a pretty decent security system set up at my place.
And you could identify her?
I didn't, but I posted it in a couple local
so
signal chats.
Her car or whatever.
And they're like, oh, we know who she is. And yeah, they identified. And
you know, Jay, it would be great to bring some of that taxpayer money back to you. Maybe you should have a talk with her about the legal ramifications of destroying your political speech.
Yeah, yeah. Show up, you're getting good with video. Show up at her house with a video camera. Show her the footage.
You know, I'm sure we can come to something here.
She'll be out of town meeting soon.
Okay, right on. We got more coming up here with what's going on. And that's one of the benefits of being in a small town. It's like everybody knows everybody. You can't hide.
Don't do stupid things when you live in a small town or anywhere.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Dan Gaudreau, who is a Free Talk Live supporter. Longtime supporter of Free Talk Live. Silver level, which means he is doing at least $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more great radio stations around the country and expose new people to the ideas of liberty if you think that's worth $5 a month. And please join Dan over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your phone calls. More about what's going on in Jay Noon with his family being attacked by and threatened by the DCYF goons. You can see video of their first visit to your farm that happened this past Friday.
Yeah, that's correct.
That video is up over at FreeKeen.com, the FreeKeen Odyssey channel, so check that out. We'll continue the discussion here about the culture war as well, as Jay has described it. Sarah, though, is in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah? Oops, sorry, my bad. There you are.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to bring up the magnetic levitation trains. So they're
You love good choo-choo.
Well, the thing is that they have these in Europe and in Japan for many decades. So, and we don't have them here in the U.S., and they're very environmental. So it's magnetic, and then when they run the electric current through the train, it actually is suspended for one inch. That's why they call it a levitation train. So it has no friction, so that it could travel up to like 100 miles per hour. It goes very, very fast.
Yeah, it sounds like cool technology. What about it?
Okay, so my whole point is that, you know, we need to bring this to America. I mean, the environmentalists, you know, the people like myself want clean energy. This is definitely a clean energy train.
They've tried bringing these technologies to America. So what happened in California, and I believe I heard it on Free Talk Live. I don't know where I heard it. And, you know, I'm just recalling this from years ago. So there was some, like, thing where they spent, like, $50 million. They had a budget of $50 million to build this, you know, phase of, you know, like, trenching out, the, you know, the ground and setting it all up to put this track in. And they get, like, I don't know, 10%, like, way through the project, and the money is just all, like,
dried up,
gone. And they've spent, like,
so they went way over budget.
Triple budget and, like, nothing, you know, like a road to nowhere thing, like the Boston Big Dig thing cost
trillions.
Well,
that happens with every government project.
Mm-hmm. Every government project is just lying in the pockets of all their friends.
Well, Sarah's talking about environmentalists like her doing it.
Yeah,
I would be on. I would be okay with that.
It sounds like you're saying, Sarah, you want to raise money voluntarily to make a maglev train, right? Like, you want the environmentalists to pour some money into a fund and buy some private property and put a train on it. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I just think that they need to take out this corruption out.
That's not going to happen at the government level. But Sarah, if you start a project to build a maglev train that's going to function anywhere in the United States, I will personally invest $500 toward it.
Wow! Even if you never get to ride it,
even if I never get to ride it, but if Sarah is going to do this and raise private capital to do it, I will be in for $500, and I want a return on the investment.
All right, so that's really easy to do, Sarah. So you want to go to a website, GiveSendGo.
GiveSendGo.
Just set one of these up.
I'm more concerned about educating the public that this exists. The problem is that the public can't put pressure to build these things without all the money getting siphoned out, like you said, a big gig and the bridge to nowhere in Alaska. And actually, they've been doing this in Albuquerque here. They've been embezzling money for this and this forever. This
I'm sure. So you know then that the government cannot be trusted to do this job.
But here's the thing about New Mexico. The Albuquerque is that they did put up bus lines in the long run because people demanded buses. In the meanwhile, they would get federal grant money to New Mexico and get all siphoned out, and none of the buses would get built. But now we got Rapid Ride, we got Rail Runner, we got bus services because people are people know that we can have a better service. Now we ride the bus for free. It's so once you take the, if enough people get educated, that's why they want us stupid. All the TV shows are just entertainment. They want us to be dumb. So we don't know that these things exist. So my whole point is, I'm calling this show, it's, I mean, because it's important to me that whatever listeners are listening in the radio and the computer and the internet, if they know that these things exist and you could implement it, it's the matter of you demand it. You know that you want these things and you can make it happen.
But you didn't answer my question. You are acknowledging that the government is not the right way to implement this program, right? Like, you know they're going to waste money. You know they're going to screw things up, right?
Yeah, I mean, but what are my hopes of raising funds that time, like billions of dollars to make this happen? When you got the petroleum oil companies in there, they're the one that's big deals. They're the one that's fighting.
So because you don't believe in yourself, you want to turn to the state, even though you know that they're going to throw money down a rat hole, set it on fire, give it to all their buddies. You still believe in them, even though you already acknowledge that they are terrible at this.
Part of it is that
that's not a surprise.
You knew your $500 was going to be safe.
I could have told her $50,000 and she still would have beat it on the. You know, Sarah, if you form a corporation, which I know you hate as a communist, but if you form a corporation, you can raise the money you need from people like me who are interested in seeing something like that happen.
If people are interested, yeah, the money is there. If that's what people actually want, they'll put money into it, and it will happen. But that's the thing. Government loves to do projects that people aren't interested in, that only the politically connected few are interested in. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160.
You know, if Sarah did that, she wouldn't siphon a single dollar. If she really believes in it, she would put as much money as she possibly could and not lose a penny because it's got to go to that project. She knows how important it is.
Sarah, I'm very proud of you. You've come a long way.
She has.
She's not living in a welfare house now.
That's great.
That's great. And I honestly just, like, feel better, like, listening to Sarah, that she acknowledges, you know, these things that we've been talking about for years with the wasting government. And the thing is, any kind of project, like, you can never build an interstate system with all the red tape you have going on. And there's just no way to get anything done.
You would be allowed.
It's almost impossible to build a house somewhere without filling out all kinds of forms, even in the middle of the woods. And Sarah talked about the dumbing down and the bread and circus and everybody's being controlled by, you know, the bread and circus. And that's another thing I really want to get into is I've been working on a lecture on investing in our posterity, and our posterity is everyone's kids. That is the future, and it's we've got a big problem that's going to hit us like a ton of bricks really soon in this country.
We'll talk about it coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, inflation is affecting people's spending habits. We'll tell you some of the ways that that is the case. Of course, you're welcome to join us and bring whatever up that is on your mind to discuss here on Free Talk Live.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate confirms President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, to the court by a 53-47 vote. The only three Republicans to vote to confirm Judge Jackson were Mitt Romney from Utah, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, and Maine's Susan Collins. And according to constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley, things were not always so partisan when it came to Supreme Court nominees.
At one time, it was considered to be a standard that you didn't vote against a nominee because of the judicial philosophy. You voted just on whether they were qualified. That time has passed.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. At least two people are dead after a shooting in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post says several other people are injured. USA Radio News. A bill suspending U.S. trade relations with Russia is headed to President Biden's desk after easy passage by the House and Senate. The measure is a response to Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying Russian President Vladimir Putin must be held accountable. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee sent out letters earlier this week demanding answers from the 51 former intelligence officials who claimed reports of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop dealing influence peddling before the 2020 presidential election were Russian disinformation. More media outlets, including the Washington Post and New York Times, have authenticated the younger Biden's emails, prompting Republicans to prepare for hearings if they capture the majority in November. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 87 points to close at 35,583. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian,
Jake, and Matt.
Join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We have a bunch of features there. You can download episodes of the show that go back for years, and they are completely free. So head over to freetalklive.com. And we are, by the way, now on TikTok. Bonnie has launched a Free Talk Live TikTok channel, and we had our, what do you call them, followers, I guess, jump up from like 8 to 48 within the last 24 hours. So welcome to everybody who has followed us there. And we're going to keep posting, I guess, Bonnie's going to keep posting clips to TikTok until they kick us off the platform, which we're sure is going to happen eventually, because I'm pretty sure Free Talk Live violates their terms of service. But check us out at Free Talk Live there on TikTok as well. So we're talking about the situation, just sort of overarching themes and discussions about the DCYF targeting of your children. Jay, you were just making a point that about posterity, and I think you were driving at something that you wanted to get out there tonight.
So this is a topic I've been talking about for a long time. So as you guys know, I started Man Camp.
That's right.
Which is great, by the way.
It was a feature of the Pork Fest and the Fork Fest, I believe, for
a
couple of years.
And it was a lot of fun. It cost me a lot of money to do. You know, I bought a lot of stuff. It was just, you know, a lot of work, and it, you know, didn't make any money.
So but it was about teaching kids how to get their hands dirty.
It was basically, Man Camp is my idea to to build confidence in kids by letting them essentially take a piece of iron and make something useful out of it. So one of the projects that so it's basically forging, blacksmithing, and welding. So I've had a whole bunch of, imagine a six-year-old taking a piece of steel, putting it in a coal forge, getting it pink, cherry pink, and putting on an anvil and just, you know, banging it with a hammer, and, you know, about 20, 30, 40 minutes later, he's got himself a little coat hook. So one of the projects we would do with six-year-olds is they would make about four or five coat hooks, and that's like about all the attention. Well, make about three coat hooks. Most of them have that's the attention's all gone, but a couple of them make four or five. So I had six-year-olds, eight-year-olds, nine-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 25-year-olds, college graduates. Basically, I've taught them. You know, so you guys know those horseshoe coat racks I make?
Yep.
I weld horseshoes together. So, like, a bunch of kids did that. A bunch of guys did that. Forging, just simple forging stuff. And we make, like, a little bottle opener. And then I, you know, what I call the squirrel cooker. It's like a little, you know, fork that's about, you know, 16 inches long, made out of, you know, 3/16-inch steel. And the kids, you know, point it, and they twist it around and make it hot. And it's a lot of fun. The people that scare me when I do that was never, like, the homeschooled, you know, earthy, crunchy, hippie, like, you know, young kids or teenagers. Hmm. It was the college graduates are the ones who burnt themselves, are the ones who one guy dropped a piece of hot whatever in his, you know, sneaker, and I was dude, you got to wear boots. So, like, I bought all the protective gear for the kids. So, mm-hmm. I bought kid-size welding gloves. I had to custom order them. You know, they were $38 a pair. Like, I really make sure I, you know, get those things back because they're super expensive. But they're, mm-hmm. like a 7-8-year-old can, like, hold on to things good, and he's well-protected. Another friend, like, bought a bunch of these really nice denim shirts that are sort of, like, fire-resistant. And then we also had, like, extra pairs of, like, pants the kids could just put right on over their other pants, you know, because you're playing with fire, you know.
Sure.
You're playing with molten steel. You're banging things around. You wear gloves. And all of their parents were always with them. And but the thing is I did this, like, right at my house. You know, every summer I've had a bunch of kids come over. And, you know, different times, events, whatever, and they essentially pound iron. So that is a major confidence builder when a six-year-old, you know, makes himself a couple iron coat hooks and he hangs them up in the house in a few mm-hmm. different places. You know, one kid, he was eight when he did it. I think he's, like, 11 now. He made a toilet paper holder and a towel holder that's in the bathroom. And he says every time his mom says, hey, oh, he couldn't wait to show his grandparents when they came up from Florida to visit. Or, you know, a friend comes over and, oh, look at this, what I made at man camp. And, oh, how'd you make that? Well, we got, you know, and, like, his friends just can't comprehend how that makes. So this kid's, like, super proud of this. And also, when you use creativity and have to, like, use your body to make something, and you got to, you know, put some blood, sweat, and tears into it, and you also have to be careful, well, you use both hemispheres of the brain to, like, make this happen. So a lot of times what I would do is I would, you know, reference, like, a YouTube video. There's this guy, Alex Steele. He's from over in the UK, and he makes these awesome YouTube videos on all kinds of forging. Check out Alex Steele. And so Alex Steele, like, gave me these ideas for, like, beginner, beginner blacksmith. So I, you know, and a lot of times I'm never even talking to the kids, like, in, you know, social, you know, like on Telegram or whatever, or on Signal, talking to the parents. So I'm like, hey, this is what we're going to do. You know, sit down and watch this with your kids. So the kids are, like, watching blacksmithing videos and they're really interested.
So they get prepped up for it.
Yep. So they get prepped. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to spend a whole bunch of time, you know, going through over what they're
homework.
Doing.
Okay.
So they got to do homework first. You got to, like, pay attention. So when these kids do this, they learn about this and they watch things and they kind of absorb it on one side of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
So then what they have to do is now they have to take this information and now have to express it. So when you express that information, you've got to use the creative side of the brain. You're not mm-hmm. going to take the memory that you learned or the instructions you're being given by the instructor, and you have to do this. This is very, this kind of, like, interaction and wrapping your brain, your mind around, like, subjects does not exist really in the internet device era, because what's happening is most kids are using internet devices essentially as pacifiers because their parents are lazy and don't want to, like, you know, babysit them.
Or in academia, for that matter, where it's almost all book reading, right? Like, your book learned.
And that, too. So, when you can... This builds major confidence in these kids, and they feel good about themselves, mm-hmm. and they're like, and it gives them an understanding of, like, when they walk into, like, the one kid, he sees, like, this metal art thing in Walmart, and it's like $4. He says to his dad, and his dad's like sending me text messages as this is going on, because he's like, how can that be $4? That's got it. That would take me, like, at man camp, like, a whole day to manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, it comes from China, and they use slaves to, you know, make this, you know, like, Hobby Lobby's full of this cheap cast iron art and this, mm-hmm. like, you know, garbage, you know, mass, you know, produced by slaves and Uyghur Muslims that are going to later be harvested for their organs, you know, in China. It's, Luke Radowski talks about this a real lot with the situation going on over there. So it sort of brings a reality into the world for kids, because most kids grow up, you know, getting these entitlements from, like, Christmas and birthday and, you know, whatever. They don't understand the value of things because they don't create, they don't build. And then they're, you know, sent to a public school, and then they go to a college, and then all of a sudden they're done with college, their brains develop, it all developed, and they're adults, and yet they've never engaged in any critical thinking whatsoever.
Mm.
Well, it takes critical thinking to do blacksmithing work. So man camp was my idea to save the world. So I've been aware of, and I've never used the term multi-generational cultural warfare until I started listening to the Timcast show. And Luke, has been talking about it for a while. And I've never really paid attention to that term because I just didn't really think it applied to me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not a city guy. I'm out in the country minding my own business and just trying to help out all my neighbors and friends because, you know, it's what I do.
Well, it turns out the city people don't want to mind their business.
And that's it. So my idea with man camp is if we can, and man camp is, when I use the term man, I'm talking about mankind. Mm. We're all men.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, a woman is a man with a womb. But if there's two kinds of people who want government, there's people who lack confidence, and there's people and they're scared, and then there's people who are sociopaths that want to use that authority of government
to control
others. So if we can instill confidence in young children, and they can get that dopamine hit off of building that product, or
wow, like, I did something. I made that.
You were doing dirt bikes and stuff when you were a little kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So you got the dopamine hits from that.
Yep, love it. Still do.
Instead of winning a video game.
Yes, confident people don't need government. It's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. There's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, 603-283-6160. Just the city people just don't want to leave other people alone. The number is 603-283-6160. But that's part of the reason why we need more freedom-loving folks to come here to New Hampshire if you actually want to be free in your lifetime. There's more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Jay, and Matt in the studio here tonight. I did just post, by the way, a link to our social media account, social.freetalklive.com. Our account is at FTL. It is a link to Help the News, which is a Give, Send, Go donation site. We learned about Give, Send, Go during the Canadian trucker convoy as the Canadian government was cracking down. And, of course, what's the other one that's awful? GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yeah.
They, of course, froze all those funds, and then the banks tried to freeze the funds. And then Give, Send, Go stepped up, and they said, we're not going to take down the fundraiser. And they did raise over, I think, $10 million Canadian in that particular case through Give, Send, Go. But, of course, the problem then came in when Give, Send, Go tried to transfer the money to the truckers' accounts. The bank accounts got frozen, so they never actually ended up getting a dime out of Give, Send, Go, and I think all the money ended up being refunded, if I recall.
People got to get away from government money and the whole system that handles it. It's just all controlled.
Yeah.
You know, Roger Ver started the Flipstarter thing.
The Bitcoin Cash thing.
That's
yeah.
a Bitcoin
that's
Cash
thing?
Based. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I knew he was promoting it. I didn't know if he was the one.
Oh, I don't know. But either way, it's a crypto you know, analog to those types of things. And maybe
right, which cannot be stopped. You can't
stopped.
Stop people's crypto contributions from coming in. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen again with Give, Send, Go. This probably is going to be a successful fundraiser, and it will probably be dispersed without issue because certainly the amount of attention given to Jay Noon's case is not going to be close to what happened in Canada.
Now, if we could blow it up so
nice,
much,
but
if we could blow it up large, enough people see it and the state starts to look bad, they will shut this down through the banks too.
I don't know if they would get away with it because they're not going to have the ability to say, oh, well, you know, this is terrorism like they did with the situation in Canada.
They could just say we're terrorists.
I guess they can say whatever they want.
And if they're going to do it, that's, you know, it just shows that the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah,
and
completely.
And every time the state retaliates, do you know how many people I know that are like, they just took all their money out of the bank over this trucker thing. You know, when you got the, what was it?
I know some people closed their TD accounts, their TD bank accounts.
I know a lot of people did that. They took money out of the bank. And I'm like, and I've been telling everybody, you know, I actually wrote a thing the other day in a local group chat. A signal chat that some people from, you know, Ware and Henniker chat in, and it's all, you know, a lot of it we've been recruiting into these signal groups essentially locally and getting on signal are just, you know, my neighbors, and they literally have the same values as me. Mm. They moved to New Hampshire because it was, you know, less, you know, a lot of people moved from Massachusetts to New Hampshire because of the income tax and because they were sick of the mass holes. They were sick of, you know, the encroachment on their freedoms, the critical race theory in the schools, the fact that, you know, you're teaching their kids, the kids are being taught to dislike, to hate themselves. You know, it's like, oh, my daughter comes home and she, you know, she wants me to call her George now or something, you know, and I'm like, well, dude, you send your kid to, you know, Caesar's schools, don't be upset,
don't be
when
surprised.
They come home acting like a Roman.
Yeah.
And so anyways, you know, in that group, I kind of explained, like, the economy is basically like the Titanic. And I should probably bring it up and read it so I can get through it if you guys want to just take.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I did post that link. So if you want to give some voluntary contributions to help out Jay and his family against their fight against DCYF, it is there now. It's a brand new fundraiser. They've only raised $200 so far, but I don't think it's been promoted at all.
No, yeah, we're gonna add more to that right now. I'm gonna send some money to that Get Sun Go right now.
We'll bump that up. Now I don't see crypto options on here. Do you know if GiveSendGo, and you didn't create the fundraiser. It was actually Angie, one of our other co-hosts,
yep.
Who created this. I feel like they would allow crypto links on there, but
we're
going
to try.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like I said, this just happened, you know, hours ago with that, because we were looking at GoFundMe, and I had to shut off my phone like the past couple of afternoons so I could take a nap, because I just, you know, I've been trying to, like, I've been stressed, you know?
Yeah. Coming after your kids.
But anyways, just real quick thing. I'll read this. I am pretty confident the so-called bubble has popped. The only thing is the bubble is like the Titanic. The normies on the left who follow the narrative are playing the violins. The bankers, big tech, media, pharma, and the war machine are stuffing their pockets with silverware and fine china. The elite got picked up by the helicopters.
Yep.
The working class and the crew of the ship are locked in the bilge and have just realized, or soon will, big tech and public education have turned their kids against them and have zombified everyone. It was like I was on a Titanic, but I got into a raft. Oh, I wrote this wrong. So it basically, I was talking about how why is that missing from there? I got to fix this. In 2008, I was in the hay business, and I had like $50,000 in accounts receivables because I had customers that paid me, like, you know, quarterly. I had customers that paid me annually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there was like 50 grand that I was owed, and basically about 40 of it I just never recovered. And you know, like that backhoe I got, it was one of those deals that I was owed a bunch of money, and the guy gave it to me. He owed me like $7,500, you know, sitting up at my place. And I write that I am so glad I am not on a Titanic. The Titanic this time around. I do not have any money owed to me, and my 25 and 20 year old trucks are paid off.
That's a good feeling.
I have been telling everybody for years to practice barter trade using crypto and practice not using bank accounts or credit cards for decades now. And if anybody has money in the bank, they are foolish. If your financial assets are in fiat, you are foolish. I am probably preaching to the choir here, but if anyone has questions and want to know how to protect themselves, I can help you out. And then I just got a whole bunch of, like, people, and I'm like, well, I just refer them to the libertyadvisor.com and bitcoin.com, and, you know, because I'm just sort of busy. But there's a lot of people freaking out right now. You know, I just went and bought a bunch of cows the other, that I bought like 3 weeks ago. I had to go pick them up because I had to come off the pasture, and there's another screw up with this whole thing, because we were supposed to build a pasture last week for these cows, and now I had to send them to another farm. Which is another thing that's really got me pissed off, and, you know, it's going to be part of this lawsuit that I'm going to require $50,000 an hour for my time that basically the state screwed. Anyways, when I drove to Massachusetts, it looked like 2008 all over again the other day.
You mean as far as, like, the recession?
As far as there is just for sale signs for properties, for houses.
Really?
Just everywhere. Cars, trucks, excavators, bulldozers. I saw two bulldozers. I stopped and looked at an excavator. I got a friend looking to buy one. It wasn't really the right thing.
You think people, they need money and that's why they're selling?
I think the money is really starting to evaporate. You know, a lot of small business owners are just getting destroyed because nobody wants to come to work.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy that nobody wants to work. Like I told you guys, I literally pay a babysitter $25 an hour to come work, and I only get her one day a week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good because she does all the farm chores with my daughter, and you know, and she can do that. So and I'm able to go do my mechanic work or you know things I can't do. I can't weld with kids around, you know, because it's sort of a dangerous thing, and I got a lot of that to do. So I have a babysitter one day a week, and I'd love to get her a couple of days a week, but she's making like $30 and $35 working some other gigs, and she only works for me sort of at that discount because, well, I pay her in cryptocurrency or I pay her in meat, and she's a good friend of mine. She likes, so it works well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were talking before about people making a deliberate choice to come together as a community of freedom-loving people. You were talking about this culture war that's going on between the city liberal types and the country, you know, more freedom-oriented people. And, you know, whether that's the only division, we can put that aside for a moment. There's definitely a division between those who want to control others and those who want to live free. And if you want to live free, then I recommend getting out of Massachusetts. As you did,
Jay. Absolutely.
And actually, it was interesting. The Free State Project posted, I think it was from the Republican Party. They looked at the people who had registered to vote, and when you register to vote, they ask you where you were last registered to vote, so they have some idea of like who's moving in and that kind of thing. And the largest number of people moving to New Hampshire were coming up from Massachusetts, and a lot of people say, "Aha! The Massholes are moving in. You guys will never have a chance." But the truth is, these are people like you described, Jay. People that are sick of big government and they want to get out of Massachusetts. They're not the Massachusetts liberals, mostly Republicans. Now, that doesn't, you know, I don't really care that much about Republicans versus Democrats, but the truth is, in New Hampshire, the Republican Party is not quite dominated by free staters, but getting there. Mm-hmm. It's getting taken over slowly, bit by bit. I don't know what percentage the free staters are of the movers and the shakers in the Republican Party, but I'm going to guess it's a third of them, if not more.
The summer of 2020, where you have the radical left torching and burning and murdering and causing hundreds of billions of dollars worth of damage, and then they're all getting bailed out, has really upset a lot of the Republicans, and they're very sympathetic now to the libertarian cause.
They sound that way. I suspect once somebody from Mexico shows up, they'll change their tune, because I still hear them being very xenophobic.
Yep.
They're probably still, you know, anti-drug or whatever.
Big on the flag.
They probably still want to get into your bedroom. But, you know, we can be friends with them where it's possible.
Yep.
The number here is 603-283-6160.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold. Hands down, the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.